I'd like to call this May meeting of the LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This meeting is being held under the auspices of Executive Order 202.1 issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo of the state of New York as a way to remain in compliance with the stay home, stay safe mandates while continuing to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted at a later date to the town website. This meeting and public access procedure by computer and telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on the town electric message board on Stringham Road. So with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order. In the absence of a regular board member.
Paul, Mike is just joining right now.
Oh, okay.
Just letting him in right now.
Perfect timing.
Hey guys, yeah, I just got done with my meeting over the county. So do you expect it to be long? I should just sit right here or can I drive home and just be on audio?
I can't predict that. I mean, it might take 10, 15 minutes. I don't know how that works for you.
All right, I guess I'll sit here.
Okay, do you need visual access to any of the materials?
No, I have it on my car if I need it. Okay. I went through it all in pretty in depth earlier today. Went over to the property, so I'm pretty familiar.
All right. Let me just dispose of the first order of business. Has everybody reviewed the minutes from the last meeting? Any comments, changes?
No comments from me.
Okay, I'll take a motion to accept the minutes.
So move.
Second? Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll move right on to our first order of business in that we have Keith and Catherine Smith looking to build an addition to a single family resident. They're looking for relief on the setback requirements from town road. So in effect, the addition will be built with a setback of 39.9 feet from the wide way, which is a relief of 15.1 feet. I believe we have somebody present. I see Keith to describe and talk to us about your proposal. So Keith, over to you.
Basically, we were looking to enlarge the bedrooms for the kids. We've got a couple small bedrooms in the house, and it was our intention to kind of fill out bigger bedrooms and then kind of remodel the inside of the house to make it more our own. That was the reason for it. We can't, I was looking at all different angles of where, how we could do this. We looked at going up, we looked at going back, and we ran into trouble everywhere except for the front of the house. In the back of the house, we've got a septic, our septic tank is right behind. So in order for us to move that, we would probably run into problems trying to move that and relocate it. We're too close to either side of our neighbor's property lines to move in either direction that way. And we also looked into going up as well, but that proved to be financially unfeasible. So our only option was to go out. With the design coming back and then looking at the setback rules and everything like that, if we were permitted to go that extra 15.1 feet, then that would allow us to move forward as designed. If we, we didn't really look forward. We looked at a lot of different options, and this actually was just the only way we could complete the job is the way it would be.
The only way we could reach our goal.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. With that is, have board members had an opportunity to view the site?
I have. I went out last week, and my main concern was the drainage, and Mr. Smith explained what he was doing about that.
Yeah, our intention with the drainage was to bring it out towards the back of the house away from our neighbors, so that it wouldn't, any of the rainwater coming down wouldn't affect our neighbors in any way, shape, or form. Would actually improve our current drainage system.
So in effect, the drainage would be going towards the back of your property and then not towards the road?
Correct.
Okay. And also, I stopped by there today. I believe you probably were both at work or away. I was greeted by two terriers of some sort, but
they're watchdogs. Their bark is definitely bigger than their bite.
And so it looks like, so I suspect visually it will come out as far as the magnolia tree.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. We've got a Washington cherry out front there. I don't know if you could see, I was showing Ms. Swanson when she stopped in, I just kind of roughed in basically where the foundation would come out to, just for a visual aid type of thing. I don't know if that was still visual.
There was an orange line on the grass.
Okay.
If you notice that.
I didn't notice that. I mean, I was using the magnolia tree primarily as the most obvious point of reference.
Yeah.
Any other board comments at this time?
Why don't you describe what the drainage system will consist of?
Well, we intend on using SDR pipe with junction boxes to carry any rainwater, perforated pipe, of course, any rainwater to the back of the property, which is just woods. I've spoken with my next door neighbor, Mr. Vincent, on the one side, and he thought that was a great idea. I don't assume that by the time the pipe gets that far back, I mean, we're going back probably at least a couple hundred feet. By the time it gets that back, it's going to all seep into the ground. I don't see that we would get that much rain that it would even actually flow out that back.
As I understood it, you said that actually all the drainage from the roof would be going into that system. So
Correct. We're trying to carry everything from the house, because we've got gutters that spout on both sides of the house that run towards our neighbors, and we'd like to fix that so that it's going away from the road and away from our neighbors' houses. In the back of the property, it goes downhill, where even if something comes out of the pipes, it'll be absorbed into the ground before it even reaches the bottom of the hill back there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Michelle, Jared, Mike, any other comments right now? Barring any further comments, I'd like to open a public hearing. I'll take a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
The public hearing is open. I do see a couple members of the public present on the meeting. Does anyone wish to speak for or against this proposal?
I mean, is that me?
That could be you, Richard.
This is my first time on Zoom. Bear with me. Thank you.
No problem.
I got my wife standing by. She is the controller of Zoom. I live at, my wife and I, Susan, live at 237 Overlook Road. It's a corner property of Overlook and, is that Alvin Court? Keith, is that Alvin Court?
Yep.
Okay. My backyard is adjacent to their side. And, I just want to say good luck. I have no problems with him extending his house at all.
So Richard, I just pulled up the map of the area. So, and so your house, does it have a swimming pool in the backyard?
That's correct.
Okay, I just got the right one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I noticed that we have Bob K on the meeting as well. Do you have anything you wish to add? Guess not. So barring any further comments from the public, I'll accept a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, given that, any further discussions from board members? Any questions?
I'll just say that I think it's a, you know, the design looked great. I have no doubt that the financial feasibility, this is probably the best route. You know, it's a small neighborhood. It'll benefit the neighborhood. And I think it'll be great.
Okay. Barring that, I'd like to move on to the record of findings. The application was presented by Keith and Catherine Smith.
Do we need to close the hearing first? Or?
We already did. Took a vote.
Okay, sorry. I'm zoomed out, I guess.
Okay, I'm just moving on to the record of findings. I mean, unless you want to add something before
Okay.
All righty. Where was I? In making its determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicants if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. The first one is impact to the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. You know, looking at the design of this addition, it appears to be done very much in keeping with the architecture of the neighborhood. It will be a little bit significant in that it's going to be at least somewhat apparent from the road, but it looks like it's going to be a very much a positive effect of the character of the neighborhood. Alternative methods for achieving benefits sought by the applicant. Yes, we talked about different types of construction methods, making a second floor addition, moving it in the back. None of these were deemed to be feasible. So the applicant has considered alternative methods, this being the best one or the most feasible. Substantiality of the variance requested. Well, this is 15 feet out of a 55-foot required setback. It's not that significant, you know, although it is, you know, maybe 30% of it, but it's not that significant. Impact on physical and environmental conditions of the neighborhood. As designed, there are no negative environmental impacts expected, especially since the applicant is routing all stormwater, AKA roof water, rainwater, that sort of thing, to the rear of his property where it is anticipated it will be absorbed by the ground. Self-creation of difficulty. Yes, this is definitely self-created in that you're wishing to create an addition. Are there any other considerations the board would like to add at this time?
Since I'm zooming out, did you mention the septic being directly behind the house so that there's no room there to put an addition out there without completely changing the whole septic system of leach field?
I did not specifically state that under alternative methods, but I will add that to the record.
Good.
All righty. Given the record of findings, I'll accept a resolution on this application.
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay. I'm going to run for the roll of votes. Nancy?
I vote in favor.
Michael?
I vote aye.
Michelle?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Sorry, Chris, as alternate, you don't get to vote this time around. Okay, you have your variance. Good luck with your addition.
Thank you very much. Thank Appreciate you. It, guys.
I still think, though, it's a very pretty magnolia tree. I hate to see it go.
Yeah, well, our plan is to actually, believe it or not, we're going to take that one down because it's actually the trunk is kind of dead in a lot of places. So we're looking to replace it with the exact same tree once we're done. Oh. So we'll plant a new one.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Thanks, everybody.
At this point, I'll accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All righty. Thank you.